your darn allergy is gonna chirp. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Yes, indeed, Monitor is here in the merry, merry National Radio Month of May, and Gene Rayburn is here, too, inviting you to enjoy the exciting weekend whirl with us as we start with a cabaret.
What good is sitting alone in your room?
Come hear the music play.
Life is a cabaret, old chum.
And Gourmet on Monitor.
Hi ho, hey hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi ho, hey hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Get some soon.
It's National Frigidaire Week, the biggest selling event of the year. Now you can get 168 bottles of Pepsi-Cola free when you buy the new Frigidaire FPD 15TL Frostproof Refrigerator. How's that for a refreshing offer? See your participating Frigidaire dealer today for the free Pepsi offer and other Frigidaire Week happenings.
Go to where all the happenings are. Go to your Frigidaire dealer.
32 stage attractions, 70 radio and TV shows, and 102 motion pictures. And that, to put it mildly, is an impressive set of credits, and it belongs to Monitor's next guest, Joan Blondell, who first rose to fame in the Gold Digger series of movie musicals of the 30s and went on to stardom in a wide variety of dramatic roles, too. In the musical series of films, her name was associated with that of Dick Powell. But when she talked with reporter Jack Eigen in Chicago, another association came up.
Every time people think of Joan Blondell, I guess you get this probably almost every day of your life, they also think of Jimmy Cagney. Did you make that many pictures with him, or was it... Why is your name and Jimmy Cagney, why is it so closely associated?
I guess it's because we arrived in Hollywood together. And that was just in the very beginning of the talking pictures. And we talk fast, the two of us, because we'd been on the stage and we kind of punched him out. And that hadn't been done before, and I think we kind of... Well, that's why they signed us up, I think, because we talk fast. And we signed together, we came out together, signed together. We didn't do a great many pictures together. We did a few, but... I think we sort of started an era. And that's when I started in on the stage with my dad, who was a very fine actor, vaudevillian, and it was in Australia. And I just grew up that way, going from theater to theater, from country to country, in and out of alleys. And I saw people on the street. I thought when I went in the theater, everybody else went in the theater, and that the whole world was they were just actors. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought for many years. It was a surprise to me to know that human beings did something else besides five shows a day. Actually, I didn't have, until, maybe when you're in your teens, you dream of something. I always kind of dreamed of a guy like that, that Ajax guy that cleaned me particularly. But
just a little pressing. That's right.
You know, you look for Prince Charming even if you're doing five shows a day. But the only other ambition I had when I finally became adult, late in life, was be a writer. I thought it'd be marvelous to write, because I know as an actress that the most important thing on earth is the words you are given. You're just nothing without them. And so the writer's the important guy.
Speaking about writers, you have been written up by all the national magazines in the many years that you've been in the business, all the newspapers, the columns. What did an unfavorable comment about you in a column mean to you? Did it kind of knock you out a little bit, break you up, or...
Well, at first it used to hurt me, you know, because... like everyone in the world, we are sensitive, too. And if you... same as anybody in any job, you try.
Yeah.
And, boy, you try. And if there's somebody that takes a crack at you, it hurts. But I have learned, because I've been around so long, that you just, you got to put your sensitivity in your back pocket. And... keep going. You can't let people just hurt you and stop you, because it's you got to keep going. If someone feels that you're no good, or you're not right, or you're this, or you failed, or whatever it is, that there are people that like you. There are people. And as far as I'm concerned, I get hurt, and then I say to myself, well, I've been doing it for close to 50 years now. And I wouldn't be around if I was as rotten as he thinks I am.
It's very interesting. It's very, very good. Very good. And this is Jack Eigen, NBC Chicago, Four Monitor.
It's hard to believe. As a matter of fact, my mind rejects it. Joan Blondell in show business almost 50 years? Hey, wait a minute. Hold it now. On second thought, she did say she started at the age of 3. All right, it's possible. But, oh boy, time does fly. As a matter of fact, Monitor is going to be 12 years old in 3 weeks, and we're going to have one wing-ding of a birthday weekend. Oh, boy. Now, just one of the items, Academy Award-winning songwriter Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen will compose a brand-new song during the course of that weekend. You'll hear it as it happens, so you keep tuned to where the action is here in the Monitor Beacon.
Moving? Why do your own packing? There's the fine china, the glassware, the valuable antiques, the family wardrobe. There must be an easier way, and there is. Simply turn the entire moving job over to North American Van Lines. North American, the gentleman of the moving industry, will pack your belongings, even pick up your rugs, take down your drapes, and place everything exactly where you want it in your new home or apartment. Yes, North American Van Lines tries to take the many problems out of moving, and usually does. When you consider that North American Van Lines makes over 100,000 moves a year, cross town, cross country, and overseas, it's not surprising that customer satisfaction is a North American service as well. So if you're planning to move, plan it the easier North American way. And be sure to send for North American's free booklet, How to Buy a Move. It's packed with useful information you'll need. It gives you the truth about moving. For your copy, drop a card to Moving, WNBC, New York. That's Moving, WNBC, New York. In Brooklyn, New York, your North American agent is McNally Brothers Moving and Storage at 242 Nevin Street. Just ask for Bill Walsh.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Mother checks the national weather map, and the word is Finally. Finally, May has May weather. And the outlook is for sunshine over most of the nation. It was so beautiful here. It is such a great day in New York. I just didn't want to drag my frame in here. Now, let me see. A few scattered thundershowers possible in the southern Rockies. Nothing to get nervous about. The Carolinas and Georgia. A few showers along the Canadian border. But otherwise, sunny, pleasant weather.
Congress has held widely publicized hearings on automobile safety, causes of accidents, and the importance of strict motor vehicle inspection. Careful drivers are killed every hour in collisions they could not avoid. Careless drivers, luckily surviving unharmed, may face haunting memories and relentless damage claims. Statistics show that reduced visibility caused by rain or snow on the windshield is responsible for a tragic percentage of traffic deaths. Even the best windshield wiper rubber goes dead from exposure to sun, wind, and oily road film. Dead blades can't ever stop streaking your windshield and blurring your vision dangerously. Since death leaves no second guess, the time to refill or replace your windshield wiper blades is as soon as they first start streaking. Stop at the very next service station where you see the bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet, in which the skilled ANCO man at the pump quickly finds fresh new ANCO refills that in mere seconds make any refillable wiper blade like new. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. I talk about no more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. I hear birdies a-singing, pretty bells a-ringing. Love's gonna live here again. I hear bumblebees a-humming, I know my day is coming. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. I talk about no more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna groove here. Love's gonna romp here. Love is gonna swing here.
Nice border to have. Love's gonna live here again. New from Buddy Greco on monitor.
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden.
Uh-huh.
I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
you
what...
You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What?
You couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Now, here's a bonus for you. You buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, either the 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, buy it any time before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union. Ask for operator 25. Next, monitor sports with Joe Garagiola.
It was last summer at Saratoga, and a group of racing people were sitting around talking about their favorite sport. And the subject got around to jockeys, and racing writer Pat Lynch turned to one of the men in the group and said, "Who would you say is the most underrated jockey around today?" Everybody listen, because the question was directed at a man who figured to know, the great Eddie R. Carroll. It sounded like a tough question, but R. Carroll didn't hesitate with his answer. He said, "No question, it has to be Bobby Ussery." Arcaro went on to point out that Ussery was not underrated by racetrack people, but that he was by the fans. Years ago, there was a great jockey named George Wolfe who was called the Iceman. The reason was that Wolfe was always cold and never seemed to get excited, no matter how tough things got for him and his horse during the race. Ussery is much the same way. 2 weeks ago today, Bobby Ussery climbed aboard Proud Clarion for the Kentucky Derby. It was a spot with more than its share of pressure. In the first place, Ussery had never ridden the horse before. Also, the lights on the tote board showed everyone that Proud Clarion was a 30-to-1 shot. There was more pressure, too. It was the Kentucky Derby, which has been described as the toughest 2 minutes in sports. The money is big, and the prestige is even bigger. Every jockey dreams of winning the Kentucky Derby, especially if, like Ussery, he'd never won one. Ussery's ride in the Derby was, in the words of Pat Lynch, one of the greatest pressure rides I've ever seen in my life. Even the Iceman couldn't have been any cooler than Bob was. He was in trouble at the start and straightened the horse out. The horse wanted to run, and he held him. When he decided that the time was right, he made his move, and he had to make it between horses. Then he decided that the middle of the track was the place for him to make his run, and that's where he made it. Those are a lot of decisions to make in 2 minutes, when you've got 1,000 pounds of running horse under you, but Ussery made them all, and he made them right. Later today, Bobby Ussery and Proud Clarion will go after the second leg of the Triple Crown, the Preakness. While most people know that there hasn't been a Triple Crown winner since Citation in 1948, it's also worth noting that in that time, only 4 horses have followed their Derby victories with a win in the Preakness. The question now is, how good a horse is Proud Clarion? In the Derby, his jockey made all the right moves, and the horse responded every time he was asked to. This afternoon, Ussery is going to ask him again, and if Proud Clarion can deliver, then you've got to start wondering if this just might be one of the great ones. I asked Pat Lynch if he thought Ussery was still underrated, and he said, in a way he is. Most people didn't notice him in the Derby. In the first place, the weather was so overcast you couldn't see him, especially since he was wearing dark brown silks. On top of that, he was riding a 30-to-1 shot, so people weren't watching him until the end. That's true, but they'll be watching him this afternoon. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
And Monitor will let you know how Bobby Ussery and Proud Clarion do just as soon as the race has been run this afternoon. You'll be able to enjoy more of the colorful comments on sports for which Joe Garagiola is famous throughout the weekend on Monitor. Weekdays, too, on these same NBC stations.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Stella Stevens, delightful star of Columbia Pictures' Band of Gold. Tell us about it, Stella.
Well, Army, let's see. I suppose it proves we gals can always outsmart you fellows.
No argument about that. And you prove your point charmingly in the picture, making Band of Gold great fun.
Thanks, Army. By the way, I've proved something else for myself.
What's that?
That Coppertone gives you a better tan.
No argument there either, Stella. Coppertone is enriched with special moisturizers that make skin more tannable, help prevent dryness.
Yes, I get a perfectly beautiful tan. And I love what Coppertone does for my skin. Keeps it satiny smooth. How does Vic Damone sing it?
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
I think I get the best of the sun with Coppertone.
Thanks for joining the Tannibles, Stella Stevens.
Thank you.
with un poco rio, little river. Any little river, I suppose. Maybe even one that runs into Newman Lake near Gainesville, Florida, where Monitor comes to you over WRUF. A little pause now for all stations on the NBC line. Gene Rayburn here, back shortly.
This is Ted Webb. I'll be with you this morning to cover the exciting world of auto racing right here on NBC Radio.